Hey everyone, this is Kate Snow, and I am happy to share with you a conversation I had with Usain Bolt, also known as the fastest dad alive. Seriously, did you know that he just had 3 kids in the past year? The story of how he got so fast and rose so far is really compelling. You probably know that he won really big at 3 different Olympics, but he actually wishes that he'd worked harder when he was younger. And he also revealed that he tried to come out of retirement, but his coach wouldn't let him. You can hear much more stories of success from top artists, entrepreneurs, and visionaries. You can find it all at www.nbcnews.com/thedrink.
I would definitely tell my younger self, listen, get serious sooner.
I'm trying to imagine right now what would have happened if you had focused sooner.
Yeah, I've said it.
What, 4 or 5 Olympics?
Yeah. I probably would have 4.
Usain Bolt, you are the fastest man on earth. How did that happen? How did you get so fast?
Just hard work. I never knew that would be possible. You know what I mean?
You think you're the fastest dad alive now?
Yeah, for sure.
Usain, what's your drink today?
Gatorade.
Nice.
Yeah, I gotta stay hydrated. What are you drinking?
I've got the same. I've got an electrolyte drink.
Nice.
So you're doing a Peloton ride in a little bit, yes?
Yes. When I retired, the issue that I had was I always had to go to the gym still. And I was always doing this throughout my life. I was like, I can't be bothered. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I came about the Peloton, so I got one. I could just roll out of bed and just get on the Peloton and ride for half an hour and I'll be good. And then now we've got together with Peloton. The partnership has started. I've done my own series to show the people what I do in my workout.
Gotcha. And what's the music that you chose?
For me, it's always mostly reggae and hip hop and like dancehall music. That's most of the times I try to write to.
You were into cricket when you were little. Is that because of your dad? Your dad was a big cricket fan too?
Yeah. My dad was a massive cricket fan. You know what I mean? So we had 2 TVs. One was in my room. With the time difference in England at time or in Pakistan or wherever they were playing, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and my mom would not allow him to watch. So he would come into my room and then I would wake up and watch it with him.
Was there a point where you thought, okay, cricket or running or how do you go?
Yeah, for me, when I got to high school, I went to high school to run, you know what I mean?
Was there a moment when you thought I'm different?
At a young age, when I was 15, I won the World Juniors in Jamaica. So for me, that's when it really started, when I was like, you know what? This is a big deal.
That's a lot for a 15-year-old.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot.
I wondered if it was almost like, was it too much too fast? Because I know that you then went, in 2004, you went to the Olympics. People forget that.
Yeah, you could.
You didn't have a great time.
Yeah, you could say that. I didn't understand that. You needed hard work, you know what I mean? You need to be like dedicated to sport, because I was so talented in high school, you know what I mean? That when I got to the professional level, I was still relying on my talent. When I met Glenn Mills, which was my coach who brought me to the top, he explained to me, like, listen, everybody who is on the circuit or who is running at the Olympics has talent, you know what I mean? And who that works hardest at their talent is going to be great. If I had to come back and talk to my younger self, I would definitely tell my younger self, listen, get serious sooner.
I'm trying to imagine right now what would have happened if you had focused sooner.
Yeah, I've said it.
And you have, what, 4 or 5 Olympics?
Yeah, I probably would have 4.
For people who don't remember, you end up at 3 Olympics winning golds. There's noise all around. There's critics, right? There's the intense pressure and the spotlight on you. How do you screen all that out and just insanely focus on what you're doing?
I went through so much at a young age that I think it really helped me when I really got to the highest level. I put so much pressure on myself to be great that it doesn't matter what anybody says. When I fail, I feel bad. If I fail or if I get injured, I'm going to work hard the next time to get back up and do even better.
Well, I was going to say, how do you get back up then? Yeah. You know, because failing is hard.
Yeah, it's just a dream. At times, I'm at training and I have 2 more to go. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. You know what I mean? I just tell myself, listen, if you want to be a triple-time Olympic champion, you have to do these last two. The last two is where you improve. The first couple are just to get you to your limit so you can push past your limit so you can get better.
You're going to be watching the Tokyo Olympics, I assume.
Yes, for sure.
any advice for them? It's such a strange year with no crowd, none of that sound that they're used to.
Yeah, it's going to be, for me, it would have been very rough on me because I live for the crowd. For anybody who feeds off the crowd, it's going to be really rough. Just remind yourself of the work and let's go and compete at your best.
You retired in 2017. You ever miss running?
Of course, definitely. There's time, especially watching competition, I always miss it. You know what I mean? I actually approached my coach once, like, you know what? Let's try a comeback. And he said, no.
He's like, no, really?
We're not doing it. I was like, all right, coach.
When was that?
Cool. It was actually early 2019. When I told him I was going to retire, he said, listen, when you retire, that's it. We're not coming back. We're not doing a comeback tour, nothing.
But you have to do what you're passionate about, like what brings you joy in that moment, right?
Yeah, and definitely.
My sense for you right now, my sense is that fatherhood is bringing you a ton of joy.
Yeah, it's been interesting and it's been fun. It teaches you so much. And especially with me, I didn't have a lot of patience. And now it's really helped me to calm down and take a step at a time and just to be much more patient.
For people who don't know, you have 3 kids in the span of like a year and a half.
The first one was planned. The second one, second two just happened.
What just happened, right?
Yeah.
So you have what? Olympia Lightning is what, a year old now?
Yeah, she's a year and a couple
and
of
your
months.
Twins? How old are your twins?
2 months.
2 months. And they are Thunder and St. Leo.
Yeah.
I love the names.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Olympia Lightning and Thunder.
Yeah.
St. Leo is going to feel a little left out.
Yeah. That's what people keep saying that. Well, I was like, yo, I didn't know. I didn't want to name him Lightning also because that was Olympia's middle name. So I was like, but he has half my name. So that's kind of cool.
I need to let you hydrate. You're not, I see you not.
I like your energy.
All right. We always do, I'm not making this up. We always do a lightning round. It's not just because you're Usain Bolt. Yeah. So fast as you can. Favorite Olympic moment?
My 4x1 relay, when I gave the button to Asafa, I screamed at him and I told him to run. And that's one of my favorite pictures and I have it in my house. I was screaming. I was like, run! So that was my favorite moment.
Favorite dad moment?
The first time Olympia actually came and just lied on my chest. Just to go to sleep, you know what I mean? For me, that was really nice. I was like, oh, you know what I mean?
That I do. That is magic when they're just like, oh, they're right here. Okay, a couple more. Best advice you ever got?
You have to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win. It took me 2 years to figure it out. But you have to accept that you lost. I lost because of this. And you learn from that moment and then you will learn how to win.
Okay, in a word, last one. In a word, your best workout advice?
Push yourself.
Okay, 2 words, but I'll let it slide. What's next for you?
For me, I'm producing music now. So that's what's next. And just being a dad.
I didn't know about the music. You're producing music?
Yeah, I'm producing music now. It's just a passion. Just a passion that I enjoy doing. So now I work with artists in Jamaica that I just produce music. We just released a song. If you can look it out, check it out on iTunes.
Hey, this has been fantastic. I got to do a virtual cheers.
Cheers.
There we go. It's excellent to talk to you. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.